We have today this beautiful account of this miraculous raising of Lazarus from the dead. But when our Lord first heard of the sickness of his friend Lazarus, he said, "This illness is not to end in death," which we, knowing the whole story, understand. But imagine those who had heard those words out of the mouth of Christ, "This illness is not to end in death," then finding that Lazarus had died. In that meantime, between the death of Lazarus and Jesus raising him, surely they must have had to fight against this doubt in their hearts. He said this illness wasn't going to end in death. And now here's Lazarus dead and buried. They, of course, didn't know the end of the story. They were in the middle of it. And there's a very important lesson in this for you and for me. Because you and I, living on earth, we're right in the middle of our story. And we come up against various forms of suffering, and we come up against death. And when we confront that reality of death, we also often have to fight against those temptations to doubt. Where is God in the midst of all of this? But our faith teaches us, based on what our Lord himself has taught, and above all, his own resurrection from the dead, that what he said about Lazarus is true for every single believer who has been grafted on to Christ through baptism and who remains with him. Our lives are not to end in death, even though we all have to come to terms with the reality of our mortality. The church invites us to place our faith in the truth that death is not the end of the story for those who are one with Christ. We profess this every Sunday in the Creed, do we not? I believe in life everlasting. We say it even more explicitly in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the resurrection of the body. Based on Christ's own words, we have always believed that heaven is not just a place for our souls, but that at the end of time, even our bodies will be reunited with our souls and share in the glory of heaven. St. Paul could not have said it any more clearly or definitively than he did in our second reading today. If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also. That restoration of Lazarus to earthly life was but a sign pointing to this even greater resurrection that will take place at the end of time. You and I, body and soul, are destined for the glory of heaven if we remain in Christ. For he and he alone is the one who has conquered death and won the victory. All of this is why Christianity treats the human body with such reverence. The human body is a temple of the Holy Spirit on earth, and our mortal bodies are destined to share in the glory of heaven. They're destined to become immortal, glorified bodies in eternity. Which means what we do with our bodies matters. What we do with our bodies while we are alive matters. This is underneath much of the church's moral teaching, including especially the call to chastity and all of its consequences for human sexuality. What we do with our bodies matters. And what we do with the bodies of the dead also matters. One of the most beautiful moments of the funeral mass is when the body of the deceased is incensed. A reminder that this body, while on earth, was a temple, of the Holy Spirit. And an outward sign of our faith that this body will be raised by the Lord on the last day. This is why the church insists that the remains of the dead are not some sort of refuse to just be discarded or to be kind of scattered carelessly somewhere, but that the bodies of the dead are to rest in a cemetery, a holy place, where the bodies of the dead await the resurrection at the end of time. Today's gospel invites us to think about these things, these ultimate realities. Your story and mine, if we remain in Christ, are not to end in death. Our stories, including our mortal bodies, are to end in glory. It's a truth that consoles us in the face of the certainty of our death. And it inspires us to live while on earth with reverence for the bodies of ourselves and others. To live in the body with respect for ourselves and others. I want to conclude this morning by reading for you a famous poem by the English poet John Donne. It's called Death Be Not Proud. I'm not an expert poetry reader, so it might be worth your while this week to look this up. You can find it online pretty easily, and maybe spend some time with this text, praying with it and pondering it in light of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. The poem goes like this. Death, be not proud, though some have called thee mighty and dreadful, for thou art not so. For those whom thou think'st thou dost overthrow, die not, poor death, nor yet canst thou kill me. From rest and sleep, which but thy pictures be, much pleasure, then from thee much more must flow. And soonest our best men with thee do go, rest of their bones and souls delivery. Thou art slave to fate, chance, kings, and desperate men, and dost with poison, war, and sickness dwell. And poppy or charms can make us sleep as well and better than thy stroke. Why swellest thou then? One short sleep past, we wake eternally, and death shall be no more. Death, thou shalt die. St. Patrick, pray for us.